There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 12:07. My gosh, getting started late here with the Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. But still, glad to have you along. And if you're new to the show, or even if you're forgetful, I get it. Do any of us remember phone numbers anymore without just putting them in your contacts? So do this. Put it in the contact. The telephone number for a call, a phone call, and also a text, 343-0106. 343-0106. Don't expect you to remember. Just put it in your contacts under, you know, whatever, FM Talk 106.5. I just put it under Dalton. Just put it under Dalton, 343-0106, and you can text and call at will. You can call the other shows, too, but FM Talk 106.5 is 343-0106. Good. So we get that out of the way as we get started. And like it happens to me so many times, the world throws a tennis ball to the back corner of the yard, right? So I have all these things laid out. We're going to talk about the First Amendment versus the government, right? As what's at least one justice, Supreme Court justice, had to say. Then we'll sprinkle on top a little lemon, some Don Lemon versus Elon Musk into the mix there. So that's in the all the way. Also, I had stories lined up here to look more at the situation in Gaza. How are we doing on the pier? How are we doing on the pier there? Because we're going to build a pier. Remember, President Biden told us we're going to build it. So we'll check in on that. Also, to throw it into the mix here, not only are the Ukrainians fighting back against the Russians, but there are separatist groups inside Russia that have tanks. And this is post-Prigozhin, and they're threatening an area that had a nuclear facility there. So we'll get into that. Also, Michael Yaffe, Todd Stacey coming up in hour number two of the show. All those things were out there. But then I had to hear two things. Number one, we'll get to in a second, a news update from WKRG. So my friend Devin Walsh has a story about what would Kane say? A car versus sign in South Baldwin County. So we'll get to that after we go to the news and hear Devin roll that out. But before that, national news update there on Richard Simmons. Now, how many of y'all, if I had just asked you to just tell me whether Richard Simmons was dead or alive, would you have gotten it correct? So he is alive. The news story that came out here says Richard Simmons apologizes for his cryptic Facebook message and said, I'm not dying. So said Richard, ABC News here said Richard Simmons is reaching out to fans after he posted a cryptic Facebook message about dying. The fitness personality apologized on Monday for the message, writing, sorry, so many of you have gotten so upset about my message today. Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I am not dying. He added, it was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for the confusion. Love, Richard. Well, first of all, that many people were following his post and interested in his post is something. Aren't they doing the Richard Simmons movie? Is that out yet? I think they were going to get Pauly Shore to play Richard Simmons. I think that's right. But so Richard Simmons posts something up on, you know, whatever, his Facebook, and because he's dying, because everybody's dying, right? Everybody's dying at some point. So Richard Simmons then started this fervor out there. And I started thinking about Richard Simmons. So, and again, the movie, I don't know if it's out or what. Richard Simmons, he was ubiquitous in the 1980s in the workout world. Right now, he's still staying fit, I guess, in his later years. Those of you who don't remember this, Richard Simmons, Sweatin' to the Oldies. Let's go to a little Sweatin' to the Oldies.
Let's go. Count with us. One,
okay.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four.
There he is counting it out.
Here we go. One.
So I'm watching this video of Sweatin' to the Oldies. And Richard Simmons with a bunch of regular Americans there. They're not particularly fat. I mean, by today's standards. So this is 1980s. Maybe these were chunkies in the 1980s. But today, you look at them, you go back and watch a Richard Simmons video, they're kind of average or slim in today's world. So can we go keep rolling with it? Okay, so they're... And also, Sweatin' to the Oldies, if he comes back with the oldies, I mean, what... If back in the 1980s, they're playing music from the 60s and 70s, would we play like some 90s rap and have... That would be Sweatin' to the Oldies? We would have... I mean, what... Would be a lot of Dr. Dre in the mix here? Okay, so Richard's doing... He's doing the dance here with the people. And then... Yeah, I look at it. Go back and look. What was considered a biggin' back in the 1980s? So who would have... Who would have made it into the cast here, the people that are working out, right? Okay, looking at them right now, if you go look, I'm saying these people are probably probably on the thin side, as Americans go. Okay, so. That was the part I want to point out in today's world as well. Richard Simmons, okay? So he people reacted so vociferously to him, just making sure he was okay. In today's cancel culture, with the fact that Richard Simmons has a workout video, Sweatin' to the Oldies, this is Sweatin' to the Oldies 2, the Electric Boogaloo, in Sweatin' to the Oldies here, the song that he has the 1980s versions of Fatty Boom Pilates dancing to is... Big Girls Don't Cry. Big Girls Don't Cry. So I saw this in the minutes before I went on there. I said, the fact that he has a workout video and it's almost all women here doing the workout video and the song they're dancing to, they're exercising to, is Big Girls Don't Cry. Would Richard Simmons, if he was like doing his stuff today, would he be canceled for being fat phobic? Big Girls Don't Cry, the song they're using there in the video. All right, so those are just a couple things as we get started. It just struck me, Richard Simmons, need a little update there on, okay, so let's see. So Pauly Shore is or is not, I'm looking at the text line, y'all, at 343-0106. Pauly said he wants to, oh yeah, okay, that was it. I think this texter, unnamed texter here had said that, Pauly, okay, Richard Simmons says he's retired and doesn't want a movie made and has no interest in the biopic. This according to an interview with Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore says he wants to do it anyway. Okay, that's what I had heard. Thank you, Texter. So the movie isn't made. It was, I guess, the hubbub about wanting to do the Richard Simmons movie, Pauly Shore wanting to do it, but Richard Simmons saying no. All right, so there it is. And just y'all take long draws on that one for a second that the... workout video, Sweatin' to the Oldies with the overweight women. They're dancing to Big Girls Don't Cry. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into the things that are not as important in our world, like the First Amendment. Let's start off here with the First Amendment for a second. Y'all remember this one? It's a hit record. This is a hit. This is an oldie. Congress, say it with me, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances, right? You remember that one, hit record. Well, when we come back, I can't wait for you to hear what the Supreme Court Justice Jackson said about that pesky First Amendment and how it gets in the way of government. Which, by the way, wasn't that the plan for the founders? Well, Justice Jackson thinks it's just pesky First Amendment when it gets in the way of government. We'll get to that story and maybe some more about Richard Simmons, Simmons biopics and a whole lot more when we return on Midday Mobile. Big girls don't cry.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. All right, so you heard the story from, we're going to get back to the First Amendment. I'm trying to get, because some people will say, hey, Sean, you're going to get to the serious, I'm going to get to the serious story. Although I think this other one, maybe it kind of blends in with the First Amendment as well, but you heard Devin lead the news there with the story from South Baldwin here, right? Where you have a vehicle ramming a sign. Spring break, y'all. Woo, spring break. And so it's spring break time. There's a sign. This is in Orange Beach. There's a sign up. One of those, like, they roll them out. You know, it's on trailers, and they'll put, like, slow down, work zone ahead, those kind of things, right? The little, like, the, you know, a bulletin board, a billboard there on wheels. And they can program them to say all kind of stuff. All right. Which, by the way, the Supreme Court ruled something on that, too. Federal government. There was something up where they were wanting to say you can't do funny messages on them. But so they had this this thing down at Orange Beach, and it was a sign, said zero tolerance, I'm paraphrasing here, like zero tolerance for drug or alcohol use, right? So you're welcome to Orange Beach, act right, zero tolerance for drug or alcohol use. In the video that you can see on our Facebook page, I'll link up, put right now on the Twitter or the X feed for the station there. You can see it there, too, at FM Talk 106.5 over on X. There's the sign that's, this is like, y'all get ready because the launch sequence has begun for a story to go viral. Got a pretty good sense of that. And this is going to be, as Trump says, huge. You've got the police are already on the scene. Blue lights are blinking. And the vehicle with a 22-year-old Somerdale man in it is ramming the sign repeatedly with his vehicle. The sign that says no drinking or drugs, zero tolerance for underage drinking or drugs. The car is ramming into the sign over and over, like ramming into it, then backing up, and then ramming into it, all while the police department is watching. We said no one was injured in the ramming incident. Officials say the sign is valued at approximately $19,500. So watch that video. We can discuss later. It's y'all, it's fixing to go viral. So check it out. All right. So the question of the, we'll get back to the Richard Simmons in a second. I know a lot of Richard Simmons talk here. The story of the First Amendment. And it's hamstringing of government. This here's a story. Now, this is from Fox News, but not the only place you can get this. Said Justice Jackson ripped for worrying about the First Amendment hamstringing government. Supreme Court heard arguments challenging the Biden administration's collaboration with big tech. Now, remember, I've been talking about this since nobody else was, right? Well, that's not true. There were about seven of us in the country that were talking about how this went down, right? Back in the day when you'd hear for COVID disinformation, Jen Psaki would get out there and say, we're not telling Facebook to take people or ban them from the platform. We're just making them aware of what's on there, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So here you go. Social media users were shocked and slightly bemused at the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's statements on the First Amendment yesterday. Supreme Court heard Murphy versus Missouri, a case challenging the Biden administration's alleged coordination with big tech to censor certain images. The case stemmed from a lawsuit brought by Republican-led states, Missouri and Louisiana, that accused high-ranking government officials of working with social media companies, quote, under the guise of combating misinformation. Is that what we're calling it now? It was disinformation before. Now it's misinformation that ultimately led to censoring speech on topics that included Hunter Biden's laptop, COVID-19 origins, and the efficacy of face masks, which states argued was a First Amendment violation, which I agree with the states. They are making a solid First Amendment discussion or question. As the justices questioned whether the Biden administration crossed a constitutional line, Justice Jackson appeared to suggest that such actions could be justified. So here you go. This is the language of Justice Jackson. Quote, "My biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways in the most important time periods," end quote. She told that to the lawyer representing Louisiana, Missouri, and private plaintiffs. Comes back and said, "And so I guess some might say that the government actually has the duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. And you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that. Because you had the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems." End quote. So, because it was not what the federal government wanted at that time, and they were encouraging, I would say, encouraging the way Don Corleone would encourage you to pay your money so you didn't have an unfortunate fire at your store. When they were encouraging these social media platforms to police themselves, right? Police yourself. Take these things down. Police. We're not telling you what to do. We're just going to make you aware of what's going on. That Justice Jackson is saying that First Amendment, here, let's go back. It said, to quote Justice Jackson, said, "So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment," because the First Amendment to me exists versus operating. It says operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective. And you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems. I mean, the First Amendment, what? Let's go back to this, because you're talking about hamstringing, right? She said, well, the First Amendment's hamstringing government. Let's go back to my reading from before we got off on Richard Simmons and people ramming signs here. Because, I mean, you could argue that guy ramming the sign, was that his First Amendment right to destroy property? But First Amendment, y'all, let's go back. "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." In other words, you have the right to speak up, even if it hamstrings the government. You have freedom of speech. And this is not some right-wing punditry, before I even go to the text line and see the pearl clutchers out there. This is the First Amendment, and I would defend the First Amendment for people who say things that I don't agree with. I do it all the time. Because there are plenty on the right that would like to silence speech they don't like on the left. No. And for the Supreme Court justice to say, well, you're saying that this First Amendment, is okay. Once again, First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective. And you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems. We are. We're saying that those platforms and people on those platforms can say things that the government doesn't agree with. Justice, I took the LSAT, but I am not a lawyer, did not go to law school. Just a hayseed from the Gulf Coast. But the point of the First Amendment is to defend the citizen to be able to speak out. And in this case, to speak out about government without having to accept punishment for it, as the Crown would have done the Founding Fathers. Or as you're drunk away now when you get Navalny'd in Russia. So this isn't just like some lib from libs of TikTok. This is a Supreme Court justice, Justice Jackson, saying this. You're saying this First Amendment can be used to hamstring the government. You're damn right it is. Come back to this. We'll get your text as well. 343-0106. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Segment of the show brought to you by my man Forrest over at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. But I want to, we talked about the service department, which is Kelsey running things back there. She's fantastic. You do your own work on your Yamaha or Mercury engines. She has the parts for you if you want to get them to do the work. They've got the certifications. Master Tech, one of only four in the whole area. Five-star Yamaha service rating as well. They could do the work. But on the new boat side, I got to talking to Forrest about this boat show season, and they put the incentives out right now, you know, which has changed because a couple years ago, right, with supply chain issues, you could hardly even get boats. They had no reason to do the incentives. Well, that's changed. The supply chain got back to rocking, and they got boats they want to move and get them on the water and get you in them for this year. So here's what's happening right now with Blue Water Yacht Sales. All their 2024 offshore and inshore boats are offering special incentives now through the end of March. So you have the end of the month here, not long. Blue Water sells the finest center console, brands like Regulator, Dreamboat, Jupiter, Solus, Albemarle, Bulls Bay for the inshore, and they're all on sale right now. You combine that with extended warranty deal on Yamaha, so you can get that. You can take the normal warranty and then extend it on those outboards, and you're ready for years of enjoyment. So you can see all those boats I just talked about at Blue Water Yacht Sales on the I-65 Beltline at Orange Beach Marina, or you can see them online at Blue Water Yacht Sales. .net. And remember, getting that service work, if you're doing it or want to get that work done before you get out on the water, go see them for that service at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. But yeah, special deals now through the end of the month on Regulator, Jupiter, Solus, Albemarle, and Bulls Bay at Blue Water Yacht Sales. All right, to the text line here. There's so much. I mean, of course, this is how the show works. We have a mix of Richard Simmons commentary and a little bit, somebody brought Jack LaLanne into the mix, thank you. Richard Simmons, the First Amendment, and ramming of signs in Orange Beach. All right, so let's get through this. Didn't Richard Simmons also do Deal a Meal? Yeah, Deal a Meal was his thing, but he had Deal a Meal and then he had Sweating to the Oldies. I just wanted to point out that you think he would be canceled today since he had the, back in the 80s, they would have been plus-size women. Today, they'd be svelte, right? Things have changed. What people expected for weight was different back then. It had them dancing to Big Girls Don't Cry. Go Google it. Go to YouTube and watch the video. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It's got, they're playing Big Girls Don't Cry as they have these ladies exercise. Johnny says, Big Girls Don't Cry. I hear a Mobile Bay Coins commercial in there. Yeah, maybe, Ron, if you're listening. Lisa in Robertsdale talking about the person ramming the sign, which you have just got to. Rarely is it something that I can't put into words. I can't paint a picture for you with words, but this is one you got to see. It's up on our Facebook page, on the Twitter feed as well. But Lisa said he must be a local dealer. The cops are messing with his bottom line. It is something to watch somebody with the cops right there repeatedly ramming into a sign that says zero tolerance for drug or alcohol. He like hits it and then backs up and hits it again. Damn Yankee just got a text from Alabama Power. Third time in a week. West Mobile, what's up with Alabama? Oh, power outage there? I don't know. We will look. There is a place we can go check. They give a media. It's like it's a place on Twitter. It's odd. It's a place on Twitter where we can subscribe. It puts it out to media. I'll go check it during the next commercial break where we can see what their outage map looks like. Doesn't have Meta says Justice Brown just released a statement to clarify her earlier statements about the First Amendment. Good. Oh, Brondo, it's what plants crave. Well, you know why? You know, because it has electrolytes. And it was said she was heading over to the House of Representing for a victory lap. Are we going to make sure Idiocracy makes it into every show? I'm happy with that because, like I said at the end of Jeff's show, because he had talked about the movie Idiocracy, I think it holds up. That Mike Judge kid, pretty smart guy. And Beavis and Butthead are back, too. I like that. Yeah, that's true. Unnamed Texter said, I saw this somewhere. Doesn't surprise me that Judge Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, doesn't know what the First Amendment is. Y'all remember that when she was in confirmation hearings and she was asked what a woman was and she said she couldn't define that? Boy Richard Simmons, yes. Let's see. We can't expect anything better out of the judge. All right, a lot of people jump it on. Listen, you jump it on the judge, but it's. I think it brings up that a Supreme Court judge would say that, and this idea. These are the black robes, y'all. This is SCOTUS. Now they can have different interpretations. You have the 5-4 votes and all that, but to come out to say the quiet part out loud, right? For big government people, often they at least try to keep it cloaked in something else when they're trying to take away rights. This is not even saying in this case, right? Justice Jackson's not even saying in this case. It says overall, because here's her response. This is Justice Jackson speaking. My biggest concern is that your view, meaning she's talking to the attorneys for Missouri and Louisiana and private plaintiffs, my concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways in the most important time periods. So are we going to have an emergency order for the First Amendment? If the government deems the situation to be critical enough, how broadly do we let that, which government, what part of the government? Is it the president? Is it Congress? Who defines that? This is at the same time, the TikTok discussion from the other day, which I thought was really good, to look at a text line that was about 50-50 with y'all's opinions on this this bill to essentially ban TikTok or move it over to a private ownership, which I got more on that in just a second. I don't use TikTok. I do believe it feeds information back to the CCP. All those things I believe are true. But if we give this one thing, okay, well, you can ban TikTok. Number one, what do you lose with TikTok? Number two, it just sets a precedent for the government now. That same government, we had the Congress voting overwhelmingly, or the House voting overwhelmingly for this TikTok ban, because it feels good, right? It's populism. Let's get it. We don't want the I don't want the Chinese to get my, well, they can have my info, I don't care, but I don't want them to get some government officials' info, right? But at the same time, people cheer about that. Then you, boom, days later, you have a story in the Supreme Court, a justice saying, well, yeah, that First Amendment kind of hamstrings the government. You're damn right it does. You're allowed to say things that the government doesn't want you to say and not be drug off to the re-education camp. Speaking of the TikTok thing, so I don't know if I sent this story from my desk. There it is. Yeah, it is. Sent it from my desk up here at the studio. You know, one of the outs here, right, is that they can sell ByteDance. They can sell TikTok to another group. Right, another group at the beck and call of the Chinese. I know a lot of it's out of Singapore, but it doesn't have any entanglements with the CCP. So this story from Semaphore, so if you ever go over there, pretty interesting. Semaphore is pretty good reading. Some of the stuff, you have to make sure when you read something on Semaphore, go to another source, go to two more sources, just make sure what they're saying is right. But they often get a lot of this right. Liz Hoffman over at Semaphore writes, key senator, this came out today, key senator criticizes Mnuchin's TikTok bid with ties to, you ready? Saudi Arabia. Because you know the Saudis are always have our best interest in heart. Senator Ron Wyden, chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, sharply criticized former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and his ties to money from the Middle East in his effort to buy TikTok from its Chinese owner. Oh, okay, well, we can't be bad, right? Should be good. Mnuchin told CNBC last week he's assembling a group of investors to buy the platform after the House overwhelmingly passed a bill forcing it to either be sold within 6 months or banned from app stores, which, by the way, it still hadn't passed the Senate. So the White House has urged the Senate, where the bill has powerful backers and opponents in both parties, to move quickly. Mnuchin gave few details on who might be part of his bidding group, except to say he is working with a combination of U.S. investors. Okay, U.S. investors. But much, here's what they dug up here, but much of the $2.5 billion investment fund he raised after leaving office came from Saudi Arabia. The government of Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states where Mnuchin was a frequent visitor during his time in government. And what could go wrong with that? So Ron Wyden goes in an interview here with Semaphore, said, which is the publication, said, "I don't see how America will be any more secure if the next owner of TikTok is a MAGA Trump crony backed by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund," Wyden told Semaphore. And Ron's a Democrat, if you hadn't figured it out. "I'm absolutely concerned about the Chinese government's access to Americans' personal data, but every concern that has been voiced about the Chinese influence is equally valid when it comes to the Saudi government that murdered Washington Post journalists after planting spyware on his wife's phone." Gosh, it makes me ill to do this, but Ron Wyden, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. That we're going to have this, because we asked this question too. I mean, do you want other nations being the owners of TV networks? Well, yeah, which nation? Yes or no? Well, Sean, the Saudis are our allies, Sean. They're our allies. Do you want, so you think, so if China was using TikTok to glean information about Americans, do you think the Saudis wouldn't do that? New York Times reported that Saudi Arabia has committed $1 billion to Mnuchin's Liberty Strategic Capital Fund. The governments of Qatar, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates are in for $500 million each. So, $1 billion comes from Saudi. Qatari's $500 mil. Kuwait, $500 mil. Remember Kuwait when we saved your butt? Remember that, Kuwait? So, and then $500 from the UAE. Mil. So that's who's lining up to be part of buying TikTok, to preserve this, you know, this platform so it wouldn't hurt Americans. So wouldn't that be a bad thing? Let's go to the phone. Johnny is in Sims and up first. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm cranked up today.
I sent a text message, but I decided it was worth a phone call, so okay. I wanted to call you. First Amendment. I know we don't personally remember, but if we took middle school history classes, we won our independence, and then we wrote a constitution. The constitution was sent out to the states for ratification, and the ratification was rejected on the part of the states. The answer to the government was, you've included all of these protections for the government, but the citizens have none. After that, the Bill of Rights was introduced. The Bill of Rights was specifically put in place to protect the people from the government and not the government from the people.
The individual.
After that.
Yes, the individual. Yeah, the individual was protected. The bill protects the individual citizen.
And after that, then all the states were like, okay, these are sufficient to protect the people. We will ratify this. So we did not have a ratified Constitution of the United States of America until the government surrendered those rights back to the people.
100% agree. But it's hamstringing. The justice saying it's hamstringing. This is inconvenient to have this thing. This is saying the quiet part out loud, whether she thought it or not, to sit there and just say, you know, my biggest concern, here's a quote. "Once again, my biggest concern is your view of the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways."
Well, let's try this one. Fourth Amendment, protecting against search and seizure. Does that not hamstring the government?
Absolutely. All these things hamstring the government because our founders came off of gut. They had been hamstrung by the king, and they said, hey, well, enough of this. And we're being lectured to? Jeez.
They put significant in place, protections in place for us, the citizens of the United States, to feel protected and not be afraid to speak up against the government. And the Second Amendment to protect us if we had a tyrannical government. And all those things are in place. And all of a sudden, the government of current day is saying, you know what? We really don't like being hamstrung.
But you know what they're going to do? And you can hear it, the language that Justice Jackson uses. It is in certain times. So, Johnny, it's in certain times. You know, right now, I mean, she said, in the most important time periods, you know what? That's when it's most needed. It's like we go back to just speech in the town square. Speech that's not offensive doesn't need protection. And to say, yeah, but, you know, in these important time periods, maybe you can't do all this First Amendment stuff because it hamstrings the federal government. Well, damn it, that's why we're here.
And if we see it more and more in media every day. The government will step forward and not condemn one news agency because they're reporting a story on the favor of the government. But then they'll turn around and exactly the same time criticize another news story that has a little bit of a different tilt on it because it specifically does not support the position of the government.
Bingo. I mean, you said it. Johnny, I can't add anything to that other than right on.
Thanks, I appreciate your time. I wish more people would understand the Constitution and the right that they're willingly giving up.
Yep. Even in important times, as the justice said, yeah, well, that's when it is important to do these things. Thanks, Johnny, for the call. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. We're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. By tomorrow, we'll probably be talking about what's going on right now in Washington, that House hearing on our departure from Afghanistan. Hope they're not forgetting the 13 dead. In that, we'll talk about that more. Also, I kind of, you know, got off the rails a little bit there with Richard Simmons and ran out of time for one more of these First Amendment stories. I just give you a little bit of this, and maybe we'll have time next hour to discuss it. But the Don Lemon, so Dan and Dalton talked about what Don Lemon had asked for in his ex deal, the advance money, the salary, the day drinking tab, the Tesla truck. I like those things. Look cool. Tesla truck, all that stuff. But the other part of it is he does this interview. Don Lemon does with Elon Musk. You talk about being outmatched. Don Lemon, who still has, somebody said it earlier today. I thought that was perfect. Said Don Lemon has CNN brain. But he was talking about basic things about freedom of speech, First Amendment rights, like we just talked about. Now, Elon's not perfect on it. He has some rules on there that I could argue. I think there's some things you could say, well, if you let this content on, I like the fact that he lets all the content on, all the opinion. But then he has banned certain people and like the people that followed his plane around that posted where he was flying and stuff, you know. But there's a little bit of flex of owning the company. But to look at Don Lemon saying, well, how can you let those things be on there? He's saying, because that's what these people are saying. I mean, is it illegal? And it goes back to the question, is it illegal? Don Lemon's like, well, it's this content is, you know, it's not good. It's racist or whatever ist it is, right? He goes through this list. Is it illegal? Asked several times, I'm paraphrasing here. Elon Musk asked, well, is it illegal? But Don Lemon keeps coming back and circling back and saying, well, yeah, but it's offensive. Is it illegal? And that's the point of the First Amendment. Which, by the way, I saw on CNN, they can't help them. As CNN has said, they were going to come back to the center, right? They're going to be just about news. Saw this, it's a analysis piece. In other words, editorial. So it's not presented as a news piece. But Oliver Darcy over at CNN has a headline that says, radicalized by the right, Elon Musk puts his conspiratorial thinking on display for the world to see. That's his take on the interview between Don Lemon and Elon Musk. I would do this. I'd watch it for yourself and tell me what you think. First of all, so there's no way that Elon Musk could think conservatively unless he had been radicalized, right? So according to old Ollie Darcy. Also, it's conspiratorial thinking to allow freedom of speech. Wow. First Amendment, y'all. Inconvenient, hamstringing, and completely important.